This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Fate of the Furious, the eighth installment in the Fast and Furious franchise, opens today. Box office domination is widely anticipated. But on this Easter weekend, there is also a film for the faithful on more than 1,300 screens across the country. The Case for Christ, it's called. It's based on a best-selling book by author Lee Strobel. It was shot at a reported cost of $3 million. It's done $5 million so far at the box office. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at the market for and the marketing of religious movies.
Conversations about faith-based films pretty much always start here.
Adonai. Adonai.
Mel Gibson's 2004 The Passion of the Christ. Churchgoers pack theaters. The film made more than $600 million worldwide. It was the third highest grossing movie of the year in the U.S.
And once The Passion came out and did that kind of business, Hollywood was all over the idea of making films for this audience.
Chris Hansen is a film professor at Baylor University. He says studios and independent producers were also all over the grassroots, direct-to-congregations marketing strategies of The Passion.
Going to churches and saying, this is a film that your church needs to support, and churches were, you know, putting the posters up in their buildings.
According to Movie Guide, which tracks faith-based films, the number of movies with strong Christian content jumped from 16 back in 1996 to 67 last year. And as the market has become more competitive, so has the marketing. Richard Peluso is executive vice president at Affirm Films, Sony's faith-based arm.
We would joke a lot that, hey, you know, we're in marketing and it's not rocket science, but in some ways it can be rocket science.
He uses my new favorite word, lenticular, to describe marketing faith-friendly movies.
Lenticular marketing. So lenticular printing is, if you remember as a kid, you had a page that was covered in plastic, and when you held it one direction, it looked like one thing, and you held it another direction, and it looked like another.
Take the 2015 movie War Room.
Just because you argue a lot doesn't mean that you fight well.
Peluso's team marketed it as an uplifting family drama to some audiences, and in other materials, a movie about building a practice of prayer into everyday life.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
As the market for faith-based films has become more saturated, there is still value in going directly to the pulpit, but that value seems to be shrinking. Baylor University's Chris Hansen says, for one, younger churchgoers crave authenticity in their sermons.
And helping to market Hollywood films doesn't come across very authentic.
And Chris Stone, the founder of Faith Driven Consumer, tells me pastors are also getting burned out.
Because there have been so many times that pastor has been approached.
He says they maybe have an hour for a church service, often timed down to the minute. So to show a movie trailer?
So are you going to give up your sermon time? Are you going to give up your praise and worship music time?
When a movie like The Case for Christ comes out now,
how can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The marketing is extensive. There's a glossy study guide for church groups, posters, door hangers, customizable sermons. There's a social media campaign complete with Facebook art and shareable memes. There's messaging to the believer and the skeptic. There's an eventized premiere put on by a group called Fathom Events, which included a live Q&A with the director and talent, simulcast to theaters around the country. Brian Bird is the screenwriter and co-producer of The Case for Christ from the Christian studio PureFlix.
You know that whole big red part of the country? That's not a niche.
He's confident faith-based films like his will find their audience.
But it has to be good. We have to do good work. We have to be as good as everybody else.
Because, just like the rest of the movie industry, good word of mouth is the best marketing tool of them all. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.